Allahu Akbar.
The U.S. says it wants to help the Iraqi government fight militants like these who recently overran Fallujah and other areas of Iraq's Anbar province. Washington is accelerating delivery of about 100 Hellfire air-to-ground missiles, aerostat balloons, and about 100 small unmanned aerial vehicles or drones. Pentagon spokesman U.S. Navy Commander Bill Speaks.
All of this is intended to increase the Iraqi military's ability to have a robust surveillance and intelligence capability as they counter Al-Qaeda.
But the Hellfire missiles, which can be used only for precise, narrow targets, and toy-sized, unarmed drones, are far less powerful than the tanks and Apache helicopters Iraq has been requesting from the U.S. for a long time. The U.S. has complained about what it says are Mr. Maliki's heavy-handed tactics against his political opponents. Analyst Tim Brown of GlobalSecurity.org says Washington does not trust the Maliki government with more powerful weapons.
The United States is concerned that the Iraqi government is going to, without the proper guidance and training, might misuse these weapons either accidentally or they might use them to target other ethnic groups. And so the concern is this is a technology that the United States is going to be able to keep a close rein on.
Iraq's ambassador to the United States, Luqman al-Feili, says he is working to convince U.S. leaders to release more equipment.
The key question I'm raising now in Congress and others is Iraq an ally of you? If it is, then we need to have that privilege of an ally. If we are not, then what do we need to do to be that, to become that ally?
What the U.S. seeks is a change in the Maliki government's behavior, says analyst Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
That this is not a rise back of Al-Qaeda. This is a much broader reaction to what has been a steadily more repressive and authoritarian government, to the chronic increasing misuse of the security forces.
U.S. officials say war material alone is not going to resolve Iraq's problems and are adopting what they say is a holistic approach that combines military aid with advice and training for Iraqi officials at the ministerial level. The U.S. rules out sending combat forces. Since the 2011 withdrawal, however, the number of U.S. military advisors in Iraq has steadily risen to as many as 200. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.